So you've been rocking some ice cream, Nancy Leeson?
Oh, honey, ice cream's only part of it.
Oh, yeah? What else are you doing to keep cool?
Tall gin and tonic, lots of ice, extra lime.
What about a gin and tonic ice cream?
That sounds like a great idea. Some juniper ice cream, maybe?
Yeah.
I bet we can get one of those fancy ice cream makers here in Seattle to come up with a flavor like that, don't you think?
They probably already have. I know they got pine needle ice cream.
You know what I had recently that was so beyond the pale of delicious? Tomato jam ice cream.
Oh my God, that sounds horrible.
No, it was so good. I can't even begin to tell you.
I wouldn't eat that in a bed.
You're awful. So listen, my friend Kurt Timmermeister, who folks know as the farmer out on Vashon Island at Kurtwood Farms, has opened Kurt Farm Shop on Capitol Hill in the new Chop House Row. It's a beautiful little kiosk there. He sells his handmade cheeses, but what I really like is the ice cream, and you got to go check out the tomato jam.
Every tomato ice cream.
So when you just go out for ice cream, if you're going to get a pint or if you're going to go in an ice cream shop, what's the flavor you go to?
It would be one of two things, and the first one is going to make you sneer, vanilla. I think vanilla does not get the kind of love it deserves, and a good vanilla bean ice cream is unbeatable. It's
Stein,
wonderful.
I am so not going to sneer that when I'm really hot, the thing I crave is a vanilla milkshake. So I understand that.
Glad to hear it, Nancy. Besides vanilla, I'd say pistachio. But geez, I hardly ever eat ice cream anymore.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, Stein, because I am, I think, making up for you in the ice cream department.
Yes, a minute on the lips, a lifetime on the hips, Ms. Leeson.
Right. In fact, you know how when you're standing at the supermarket and there's umpteen different kinds of yeah. pints of ice cream to buy?
Yeah.
I somehow managed to get my hands on this, like, cheap QFC brand ice cream called Double Chocolate Moose Tracks. I swear, it's less than $2 a pint. And it was what we call in my house another unfortunate find, because now we all love that flavor so well. I have to try really hard not to buy it, but at that price, it's hard not to.
What's interesting that you bring up something cheap. I think the very best ice cream sandwiches are not the fancy pants ones, but the cheapest ones you can get. For me, anyway, I just seem to like those, like, $6 for $1.98 package of those cheapo ice cream sandwiches. Well, but once again, I haven't had any of those in a couple of years.
But
either.
You don't think that's sort of old hunger from when you were a kid?
It could be, but
who cares?
When
the ice cream man came down your block?
The good humor man, yeah.
See, you had the good humor man, but we had Jack and Jill ice cream, the local Philadelphia ice cream that was started by my next door neighbor, Jay Schwartz's father.
Oh.
And then Jay was helping run it when I was a little kid. Now his son, Kenny's running it, and I used to babysit that kid. He's running like a multi-state conglomerate ice cream place. They had the most delicious things called chocolate eclairs, but I think if I had one now, I think it was disgusting. It was like a candy center, and it was covered. It was a vanilla ice cream dredged in cookie crumbles.
This sounds better than tomato ice cream. Do you make your own? Do you have an ice cream maker at home?
I do, and I actually haven't made any yet this summer, but I understand that the recipe for that tomato jam is in Kurt's memoir, one of his two books, and I'm going to go grab it off the shelf and try to make that at home. Tomato jam ice cream coming up.
Well, maybe with some Parmesan sprinkles. With KPLU food talker Nancy.
Too darn hot.
Oh, Leeson, I'm Dick, always cool, Stein.